Donald Trump's running mate J.D. Vance introduced himself to millions of Americans watching TV last night, outlining what he stands for at the Republican National Convention. He vowed to fight for working class Americans whom he said had been cast aside and forgotten by the Democrats. RTE reporter and presenter of the US politics podcast States of Mind, Jackie Fox, is here. Jackie, J.D. Vance's ability to stir up controversy, it's been highlighted a lot over the past couple of days, but last night he stuck to the script.
Yeah, absolutely. I think it was a rousing speech from J.D. Vance on US primetime television last night. And viewers, as you said, they wanted to get to know this newbie to politics, who is now Donald Trump's running mate, who he is and what he stands for. And in his speech, he told people about his journey growing up incredibly poor in a very turbulent household in Ohio, and how with drive and ambition, he was able to live that American dream by working hard to get into the Marines, Yale University, and finally the US Senate. But I think the major takeaway from his speech was that J.D. Vance reflects a new Republican Party, very different to the GOP of 20 years ago. It just shows the future of the Republican Party, its transformation, and how they're trying to win more of those working class households who traditionally went for the Democrats and that Joe Biden himself once represented.
Tell us about this letter he sent to the Irish ambassador to Washington a number of months ago, something people may have heard one of Philip's guests talking about earlier in the day.
So we heard UCD Clinton Institute professor Scott Lucas on with Philip Boucher-Hayes on the Today Show this morning, talking about that letter that Senator Vance sent to the Irish ambassador in the US, Geraldine Byrne-Nason, back in December. So we dug out the letter, dated the 12th of December 2023, and in it, Senator Vance slams the Irish legislation to criminalise hate speech, describing it as authoritarian legislation. For background, that bill would criminalise intentional communication or behaviour that is likely to incite violence or hatred against a person or persons. So J.D. Vance, joining similar criticism made by the likes of tech billionaire Elon Musk, said that the legislation would severely undermine freedom of speech in Ireland. There's even a reference to Eamon de Valera in the letter, and I quote, "Given that President de Valera himself was imprisoned for sedition in 1918, I urge your government to consider the impact of this legislation on Ireland's proud tradition of free speech." And he even takes pop at Green Senator Pauline O'Reilly over how he said frighteningly broad her comments were when supporting the legislation, pointing to her comments that the law would protect people from discomfort associated with views about their identity. So the point that Senator Vance wants to make is that the law would chill important public debate that sometimes could be controversial.
Talk to us about Joe Biden. He's been out of the spotlight since last weekend for understandable reasons, but is it fair to say that that spotlight is kind of creeping back towards him?
Yeah, so what we know today is that Joe Biden, he has tested positive for COVID. He's isolating in Delaware, and that his campaign events have been cancelled for the coming days as he recovers. It's not what the Biden world or the Democrats wanted or even needed. And I think there is major compare and contrast between Democrats and Joe Biden and the Republicans and Donald Trump right now, because we've seen that show of unity and strength at the Republican National Convention.
I mean, most of them just look deliriously happy.
Absolutely. And that's definitely not what you're seeing in the Democratic Party right now. More Democrats are coming out, joining that chorus of people asking Joe Biden to step aside and let someone else go up against Donald Trump in November. So I think the next 48 to 72 hours, they're going to be crucial for President Biden and what he decides to do. And I'm not sure how he's going to avoid stepping aside.
Jackie, thanks a million for that. That was RTE's Jackie Fox, who's the host of that US politics podcast, States of Mind. Next edition out next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday. Who knows what we'll be talking about?
Who knows where we'll be by then? Thanks a million, as I said, Jackie. Back with more on the news at one in just a moment.